Blog Talk Radio.
Come.
increase, 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 increase. Just text two people, say increase, increase. Text somebody, say increase, 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 increase.
Be up shortly, but ladies and gentlemen, we thank God for who he is. You better stop and just give him another round of applause here. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus, for another opportunity to be on prayer time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. Amen. Hallelujah. What a beautiful song, ladies and gentlemen, by Donald Lawrence. Bless me. The prayer of Jabez, ladies and gentlemen. This is a powerful prayer, and we thank God for the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you for joining us live, ladies and gentlemen, across the network, and also live later on on the repeat. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Elder Kevin Bond here with you. Hey, Bishop will be up shortly. Hey, quick information. I just want to let you know about the call-in number. Call-in number, I've been putting it out all day. Prayer 9 number is 347-843-4559. The call-in number. I believe everybody on the planet needs some form of prayer, ladies and gentlemen. I believe you would agree with that. The number 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. One more time, 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. What a mighty God. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, our scripture for tonight, I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Isaiah 55. I'll be reading a portion of the book tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Isaiah 55 at chapter 10, verses 10 through 13. Isaiah 55, verses 10 through 13. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Isaiah 55, verses 10 through 13. So we encourage you to read the entire chapter. Amen. Well, let's get to the word, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to the word. Prayer time. Prayer time. Yeah. Isaiah 55, verses 10 through 13, ladies and gentlemen. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the water. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish. Amen. It shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in there in the thing there I send it. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. Amen. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Amen. Instead of the thorn shall come up in the fir tree, and instead the briar shall come up in the myrtle tree. And it shall be unto the Lord, it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign, that shall not be cut off. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I love the word of God. That's Isaiah 55, ladies and gentlemen, verses 10 through 13. So thank you so much. And let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his word today. Amen. The word lasts forever, folks. The word lasts forever. Amen. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, if you would put your hearts and minds together as we open up the mic for Bishop today. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw being on the network. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Tonight, we will be praying for healing. We'll be praying for those that are sick spiritually, those that are sick mentally, and those that are sick with a broken heart. And we're praying also for those that have lost loved ones during this time. As we pray for Charles and Apostle Young, of the loss of Mother Young, we pray for that family. We pray for the entire family. But also we pray tonight because the word of God let us know that trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Tonight, the Lord's word is speaking to each one of us. And no matter what our situation may be, no matter what we'll face in life, the now or what may come, as we trust in the Lord, know that the Lord hears us when we pray. The word of God also let us know at Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that I plead. It shall prosper into the thing whereto I sent it. And as we speak the word of God tonight, as we encourage people of God all over this world, as we encourage one another to hold fast to the promises of God, to the word of God, in spite of what the situations are in our life and where we've been facing, whether it be on our job, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, in our grocery stores, wherever we may be. Know that the Lord is all-knowing. There is no secret that the Lord does not know about. And there is no cry that the Lord will not hear. The word of the Lord also let us know the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivered them out of all of their troubles and out of all of their fears. As we pray tonight, Father, we give you glory and honor. We adore you for your word. You watch it over your word to perform it. So shall your word be to go forth out of a mouth and not return void, but it will accomplish that you please. Your word also let us know, God, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Father, tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, we stand in agreement tonight with every believer. We stand in agreement tonight, O Heavenly Father, that you will move by your power and by your spirit. God, in the name of Jesus, that you will give them the strength to endure no matter what they're facing in life. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, your word say, no weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father God, your word also let us know that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you for your assuring us tonight. And God, as we pray tonight, God, as you move by your spirit and by your anointing, God, you have set your angels charge, and you have given them charge over us. Father God, you have ordered our steps, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight as you heal those that are sick, God, those that are afflicted, Father. Father God, you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. And the chest out of our peace was upon you, but it's with your sight we are healed. Father God, I thank you, God, as you strengthen those tonight. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh, heaven. Father,
God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We call those things to be not as though they already are. We give you glory and honor. We adore you and we praise you for your word. We know that everything else will go down, but your word shall last forever. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, God, as you make the crooked places straight, Father. We thank you tonight, God, as you heal the broken heart. What we thank you tonight, God, as you strengthen, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight, Father God, for your people everywhere that may be sick. We plead the blood of Jesus for their healing. We plead the blood of Jesus, God, that they will keep the faith in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory for it. We adore you. Your word that you will pour down every stronghold of the enemy, God. You will cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we give you glory tonight. We magnify your name. We lift your name up tonight. We glorify you. What you've already done, God, and what you're going to do in days to come. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You're healing that individual that may have cancer. You're healing that individual that may have sugar diabetes. You're healing them, God, from their diseases and their afflictions. Father God, you're healing them, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you for your word. We praise you for your anointing that destroys every yoke. We glorify you for your word is eternal, God. You are a consuming fire. We give you glory for it tonight. We praise you, O Heavenly Father, as you move by your spirit tonight. We give you glory tonight as you heal tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. We honor you tonight, God. We praise you, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus as you heal those that are sick in the hospital. You heal those that are sick in their home. You heal those that are sick, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for a sound mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. And Father God, we pray, God, that you strengthen families tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, look on that mother tonight, that father, that son, that daughter tonight. Look on that nephew, that cousin tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus for that individual tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus on their behalf tonight. We stand in the gap to name the Jesus right now, God. We glorify you, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, we walk by faith and not by sight. And Father God, we know that there's nothing that you cannot do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we commit it to your hands, Lord. We glorify you for it, God, now, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. Cover us in your name, Jesus. Cover us in your blood, Lord. Keep our minds in perfect peace, God. God, we glorify it right now, God. Look on that child tonight, God. Look on that mother, God, tonight, God. Look on that relative cousin tonight, God. You are all knowing, Lord. You know everything, God, of Oshia. You know what we need, God. You know where we stand, God. You know every ailment, God. You know every condition, Lord. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you strengthen that which remains, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you move by your power and by your anointing. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. God, we pray for nations, oh God. Those that are sick, no matter what nation they in, what city they in, what country they in, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus. God, your word said, what one could stand and agree with, God. One could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 in the fight. We stand in agreement tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We stand in the night, God of Oshea. We glorify you for your goodness, Lord. We praise you for your assurance, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that child tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord. We pray, God, thou will be done. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray tonight, God, keep our mind, Lord, in perfect peace, God. Father, we thank you, Jesus, for the body of Christ, Lord. We thank you for the believer, Lord. But we pray for that man that may not know you tonight. We pray for their salvation, Lord. We pray for their healing, oh God. We pray for a move of God in their life, Lord. We give you glory right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we call it so already, God. We call it Nana Moshe Koraba. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. As you move by your spirit, Lord, you know every situation. And Father, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as you continue to move by your power, by your anointing, there is no shortage in you, Lord. There is no shortage of your power, God. There is no shortage in your healing, Lord. And we glorify you in the name of Jesus. We call those things that be not as though they already are. We call it so in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory, God. We thank you, Lord, for those you're healing, Lord. We thank you, God, for those you're raising up even now, God. We pray, God, for the family, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight, God. We plead the blood of Oshikamah. We plead the blood of the Bishatoa. We plead the blood of the Kondosa. We forever give you glory and all praise. Shall be thine forever. And we magnify you, Lord. And we ever glorify you for what you are doing even now as you're moving by your spirit, God. As you're moving by your power, your anointing, that heal every sickness and disease. And Father, we give you praise for it even now as you heal those that are sick, God. Those that are broken heart, God. Those that are Lomoshekalamosia. Hey, God, we thank you, Lord. And we give you praise tonight. We pray for families. Father God, we pray, God, for the young family tonight. We pray, God, as you strengthen the husband tonight, God. We pray as you strengthen Apostle tonight, God, Apostle Young. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. And we give you glory and honor. We adore you for what you are doing even now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. You just heard the voice of Bishop praying for all of us, ladies and gentlemen, praying for you, your family, your neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen, your city, your state, and all across the globe, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful, powerful prayer. At this time, when love to hear, always love to hear from Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Doc, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Praise the Lord. We just want to praise God for that powerful prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanking God for the blood of Jesus as we're in the midst of Holy Week and reverencing the resurrection, death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to be mindful, praise the Lord, that his blood has never, it has never, we sing that song, but his blood has never, never lost its power. His blood is still available to us today. So I want you to be encouraged with the word of God. As I read this scripture here in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse number 7, it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are absolutely nothing without Jesus Christ. Verse number 8, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but thank God we're not destroyed. Verse 10 says, always bearing about in the body the dying Think about that. We as believers are bearing about, praise the Lord, in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies or in our mortal flesh. Notice the scripture did not say that the life of Jesus be manifested in our spirit. His lifestyle, what he went through on Calvary, the things that he experienced, tempted at every point, but not as we were, but yet without sin. Praise the Lord. It says in our bodies. What does that mean? We're going to sometimes feel oppressed. Sometimes we're going to feel cast down, but the word of the Lord has given us encouragement tonight. Praise God. Even though we trouble on every side, we're not distressed and we're not perplexed. Because the reality is that we allow Jesus Christ, the Son of Living God, and that his lifestyle and who he was to be manifested in our mortal flesh, we're going to feel the pain, the agony. That means we're going to go through some things. Amen. We're going to be discouraged. Praise God. We're going to be discouraged. Praise God. But to be discouraged is a choice. Praise God. We don't have to commit to it. We can say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Because Jesus paid it all on Calvary's cross, and we must reverence that, not just one day, but every day in our lives, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in this old wretched mortal flesh. We need to always consider taking on his lifestyle. There was an old saying that, what would Jesus say, or what would Jesus do in this situation? We should always be conscious and inquiring of the Lord every day in our lives. Is his life being manifested in me in this mortal flesh? When my flesh want to cut up, act up, praise God, say some things I really shouldn't say, I must be conscious of the fact that Jesus died, that I can have victory over every temptation, because he did not yield himself to the temptation of the flesh, but he was an overcomer. He was an overcomer for who? For you and I, that we could be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So I encourage you tonight, put on the whole armor of God, because we're living in the last, in evil days. So we must put on the whole armor that we'll be able to stand. We've done all to stand. Stand ye therefore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh, my God. That we may be covered and protected. We ought to give our Heavenly Father some praise. Praise God, because of what he done on Calvary, as we reverence him, praise God, this week, this holy week, and as we go into celebrating the resurrection of our Lord, what should be most important is, has he risen within you? Amen. Has his lifestyle risen within you? Have we taken on his lifestyle? Praise God. Through every test and through every trial, he has assured us he will be with us always, even to the end of the world. God bless you. Back to you, Brother Kevin.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Ladies and gentlemen, what a powerful word tonight. Amen. Amen. Got me excited, ladies and gentlemen. The word is true. The word is full of excitement, ladies and gentlemen. And I tell you, you got to speak the word, ladies and gentlemen, over yourself. You got to activate the word each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. So, Bishop and Doc, thank you so much for that powerful word tonight and the prayer. Wow. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the man and woman of God tonight. Amen. God bless you. Yes, yes, yes. The truth of the word, ladies and gentlemen. That's what prayer time with Bishop and Doc is all about, ladies and gentlemen. The truth. What's the word say about the situation? What's the word say about how we're supposed to react and how we're supposed to act each and every day? So thank you so much again. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. We love it. We love it. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, turn this back over to Bishop for a closeout. Bishop, thank you so much, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Thank God for that word from coming from Dr. Crenshaw. Give God the glory and the honor for what he is doing according to his word. We give him thanks tonight as we continue to pray. Continue to pray for one another. Hold one another up before the Lord. Know that God hears us when we pray. God loves you. We love you. We're praying for you. And your situation is changing every moment. And know that God hadn't forgot about you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. God bless you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop and Doc. We love you so much as well, as gentlemen. And we love you out there too, ladies and gentlemen, Radio Land, and we're praying for you. And we want to encourage everybody to push these prayer times out with Bishop and Doc, because we know people will be blessed, no doubt about it. Push that on your network, ladies and gentlemen, and put that out there on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you just never know what the Spirit of the Lord is going to do for somebody, ladies and gentlemen. And we're just excited about what God's Word says and, of course, what it does when people hear the Word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, through prayer and through the wisdom of the Word, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank you so much for that. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, you can contact me if you need to for prayer as well. Give me a call at 404-401-0233. Be glad to pray with you. 404-401-0233. So we thank you so much for your time tonight. And those who are listening to the rebroadcast, thank you so much. Again, push this out all across the land, because I believe a lot of people, millions of people, believe in prayer. And we have saints all across the globe, ladies and gentlemen, that are part of the network. So thank you so much for being with us today. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop. We're here, Lord willing, we'll be here every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, ladies and gentlemen. So let everybody know, put that in your calendar, put it on your phone, put it on your desktop, laptop, tablet, whatever it takes, ladies, smartphones, put it out there. And we'll always thank you for being a part of Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. James Crenshaw. Thank you so much. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you tonight. And just take care of yourselves. Have a great rest of the evening. Have a great rest of the week. And remember that Jesus is Lord. Remember to always out-love, out-serve, and out-forgive. And Jesus is Lord. Good night, everybody. Take care. Bye.